Hey, this is singer-songwriter Castella, and you're listening to my girl Brenda Moss on Lady Diva Live Radio.
All right, that is Cha 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 by Cy Baldwin. He is my guest this afternoon. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up. Welcome, everyone. Phone lines are open. Do call in and give us a shout out. All right, Cy Baldwin, are you with me?
I am with you. Left, right, cha cha cha, and right, left, cha cha cha, and left, right. Cha cha cha. How you doing?
Oh, I love it. It's addicting. That's an addicting melody. Wow.
Yes,
what inspired
is.
You to do that track right there? I love it.
Oh, wow. I was thinking when I was younger, I was a group of guys. We used to, you know, dance around town and everything and do shows together. And we used to always use that dance routine. And what we would do, we would start it off with the cha-cha, and then we'll break into another routine, and then another routine, and then we'll, in the middle of the dance routine, we'll go back to the cha-cha, and then we'll dance to another routine, and then back at the end, we'll end it up with the cha-cha. So I just remembered that, and when I put the words together with this, it just fat right in with the music, and
right.
I was like, okay, this is going to work.
And it did, and it does. And you did a beautiful job at it, too. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Where are you calling from, Ty?
I am calling from Pasadena, California, and it's very beautiful for the past 2 weeks. We had perfect weather, just perfect, perfect weather. Perfect. I can keep on going over and over and over again. We're going to head out to the beach this weekend, me and a couple of neighbors and my daughter, so we're going to have lots of fun while we can and while it lasts. Yes.
Well, that sounds so beautiful. And so I would like to go ahead and go into asking you about your music career. Tell us all how your music journey began? What and who inspired you? Is your whole family musically talented?
Okay. Well, it started out in grade school, the school offering classes to take in, you know, music classes. And I started out in junior high, actually, and I played the marching snare, the drum, the marching snare.
Yeah.
And Marvin Hatchett in the community, and he's a teacher over there, still is for many years, and he encouraged a lot of kids to come on out. And I played for 2 years over there. I became the head drummer my eighth grade year. Before those years, I started on the trumpet in elementary. And about time I got to high school, I entered the band. I played the trumpet again. I also played the mellophone, which is just a bigger trumpet times three, and was in the marching band there. And then I entered again the drum sections slash drum corps there. And by the end of my senior year, I became the senior drummer there. Now, it's many years down the line, but that's what kept me inspired. And throughout the years, I just kept that whole inspiration going, and I began to get more into jazz and really loving jazz. And I incorporated jazz, particularly smooth jazz. So I'm the title of music that I'm ventured off into is what we call smooth R&B and smooth jazz. Okay. I do have several family members that are musically talented. A majority rappers, and even a couple of managers, and so forth and so on. I'm from Detroit, Michigan, so I was born in Michigan. And when I look on Facebook, which is another online presence I have, a social media under sidebaldwin.com, and I'm looking at this, and every time, and I believe some of the artists that you may have worked with, they're from Michigan. Everybody from Michigan. Like, who's not from Michigan?
A lot of the artists, are from there, and a lot of musicians, singers, and a lot of them come from there. We have a caller. Area code 510. Go ahead and speak, please.
Hey, this is Tony Saunders. I just wanted to say hello to Cy. He asked me to come on this call. And, you know, I just have a couple of minutes because I'm in the studio recording. But it's great that song, Cha-Cha-Cha, I like that, bro.
Tony,
you got me
up
moving early in the morning.
Tony is the best person I probably ever met in my life. This guy, we met over the phone, and he's been nothing but an inspiration with me. He's a smooth, he's a jazz player himself, smooth jazz. He stays at the top of the charts. You hear me? He stays at the top of the charts. And he does so much for the community, helping feeding people, church services, performing at concerts. I can go on and on and on. This guy right here is the inspiration. And he explained to me that this is what he would do. And when you said a caller came in, I knew it. He had to be the first person that was gonna do that. But yeah, I really appreciate that, Tony. And I don't think he realizes how much he means to me. We talked early, me and you, Brenda. And you know, when I was telling you about the, we were talking about the, you know, the different people and everything. I didn't want to get off because I'm getting all choked up because this guy is he's amazing.
Hey, I guess Tony. I'm just doing God blessed me with a gift, and you know, people have helped me through the years to get where my career is, and you know, everybody helped me. Nobody said no. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that goes, I met the Whispers when I was like 18. I recorded a project for them. And then my biggest hit last year was Rocksteady. And then I did a smooth jazz version of Rocksteady. And then on my new record, I'm doing a smooth jazz version of And the Beat Goes On. And the track is slamming. You know, it's really slamming. But to help brothers like this, you know, climb up the ladder, I'm not one of those brothers who climb the ladder and then I'm not letting nobody else get on the ladder. No, everybody, this is for everybody. You know what I mean? Right. Everybody has something to offer in music or whatever they're doing. But I feel as a black man, I'm obligated to help my other brothers and sisters to get more up the ladder, because if we stick together like these corporations stick together, we're what they copy. I don't know why we're here, but they copy. We're the ones with the national talent. You know what I mean? So I'm here to help every brother and sister that there is that I can help. You know what I mean? I was blessed to work with Tupac. I was teaching in school when Tupac came to Marin County and went to Tam High School. And to watch I watched his whole journey. And that was incredible to watch. And all the time I did my jazz music. And, you know, I've just climbed a steady ladder. Actually, my song went back to number one yesterday. It's been on. How long? How many people you know that have a song, a record, rather, a CD, excuse me, show my age, records. How many people do you know had a CD been on the charts for 66 weeks? You know what I'm saying? This record has been on the charts for 66 weeks. So I can't stay on the call long because I got to get to San Rafael. But I'll leave you my information. Anybody that wants to contact me, Cy, you're welcome to give out any of my information. My email is info@tonysaunders.com, and I'm here for every brother and sister that's trying to get ahead. Plus, I'm an advocate. My cousin is Ray Chu. Ray Chu does the music for Dancing with the Stars, right?
Okay.
And he was so he is doing a program for black and brown people with his wife, Vivian Chu. She used to be a vice president in a record company, but her company is called Time Zone International. But they're doing a fellowship, an internship this summer with young brothers and sisters. And Cy, I could send it to you. And then you can put it out there because it's open until Friday for the accepting people. And it's for black and brown people. These are two people. If you look up Ray Chu, you'll see that he came from Showtime at the Apollo, Ray Chu and the crew. He was MD for Ashford and Simpson. He taught Alicia Keys. You know what I'm saying? He's the man. And his wife, Vivian Chu, the same way. Vivian Scott Chu, her company is called Time Zone International. They are movers and they are big ballers in the music business. You know what I mean? And they have their summer program is only for black and brown people. So I'm going to send it to you, Cy, today. And then and please spread it out to as many brothers and sisters as we can, because they only accept so many. And, you know, you're going to talk to people on this summer internship that are doing things, that are working with Beyonce, that are working for Jay-Z. You know what I mean? That are working with all the people you thought about working with. You're going to meet some of those people. So it's really a good internship. And, you know, I will definitely pass that on to you today. I hope you guys have the greatest interview today that you can with my brother, Cy.
You made it great. Made it great. And next to Jesus, that's my inspiration. There's Tony Sanders right there. Okay?
Tony, before you go, I would like to invite you on my platform when you get the time.
Just call a side. Please give her all my information. Like I say, I'm accessible, and I'm a brother that turned this. I will help us do what we need to do. I'm going to leave you with this statement, and this is something that if you really recognize, this really happened right in front of our face, and we didn't really trip on it. When Babyface and L.A. split up, you, Oprah asked Babyface what happened. And Babyface said nothing. We're still friends. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he could have said something else. You know what I'm saying? But that goes to show you. And that enabled L.A. to get another job as president of a record company. Even though he wasn't working directly with Babyface, they still friends. You see,
right.
So there's a lesson to be learned in that is we have to push each other up. You know, it's, and there's going to be discrepancies. You know what I mean? You're not going to want to work with everybody. But you don't.
Right.
We don't want to have that pull-down mentality. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So whenever you need me, I'm here. And y'all going with, I want to hear some more cha-cha music. I'll put it on in my car while I drive to my session. So, hey,
okay.
Si, keep up doing the good work, brother. And I'm still playing your track. Don't worry.
I know.
Thank you for calling me, Tony.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a great day, man.
Be blessed. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, I'll get back with you.
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
I know this, these, like what I explained to you, the people I've met on my journey since I started out on building stages, booking jazz bands, it's not just him. He's the big guy.
Yeah.
But I'm just letting you know they're all similar to him. And if I need something done, sometimes I don't even have to ask. If I'm online or if I'm calling, they're gonna talk to me about the music. And then what happened with Tony, he gets into he can run for president, as you can see. But with Tony, he gets political, and you know, these are the conversations we have to get to a couple of things that we need to get to as far as inspiration and advice. You can see where I get my inspiration and advice from. And everything he's talking about as far as collabing with people, working with people, hearing them out.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. And in, what I found out myself doing when I was younger to get these songs done, I used to record our sessions. I'm from a group here in Pasadena. Now, I'm in Altadena, Pasadena area. So I've been to school and been associated with the guys from Troop and John B. When I went to University College, me and John B., we went to Muir together along with Rodney of Troop and Reggie. When I went to University College, which is right over here at Cal State LA in Los Angeles, I was there my first year, and then my second year, I was surprised to see John B. there because John B. was a few classes under me.
Yeah.
But he ended up going to Cal State LA because they had a School of the Arts for high school students there.
Wow.
So we got to talk every now and then, and even more than what we knew. And again, coming back to growing up with the guys from True, one of the leads, say they have several lead singers in their group. Everybody sings and dances. And one of the main guys that gave me a lot of advice, he let me know to be as self-contained as I possibly could. Work with other people, but as much as you can do for yourself, do that. And that's Alan.
Okay.
And,
all right.
Yes.
Well, thank you for the information. Wow. Tony, he gave us some good information. And as we continue with this showcase, I would like to play your newest single, Share My Love. So what is the story behind this track here? What inspired you to do it?
Well, I was in studio going over music tracks, and this one developed. And Andre, who is one of the vocalists featured on this, or the one of the guys, you know, featured on this, we were trying to figure out, okay, let's complete this, okay? So at the time, there was a saxophone player. He was going through some difficult times in his life, and we couldn't get that going. So I reached out to one of the saxophone players, again, that I met online through Facebook, and it's Mr. Young out of Nevada, Las Vegas, and we shared the track with him. He put his feeling in that song, and we ran with it. And once he was done with it, we said, okay, let's put some more vocals on here. I had to get my vocals going, and we put it together, mixed it down, mastered it, and we released it and let it go. And it's been doing very well over in the UK right now.
Mm-hmm.
And gained, as you can hear, with Tony. And then Tony, you know, Tony, I don't know if you heard him play. He's playing it. Tony has his own radio show as well. Okay. Worldwide Jazz. And the song is on there, and it's just moving right on up in the playlist and everything. That so that's where this song originated for and from. And as you can see, the title is Share My Love, and that right there is sharing the love that that we have for people.
Yes. Well, all right. Here is Share My Love by Cy Baldwin. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
tonight. That is Share My Love by Cy Baldwin.
That's right.
Go ahead and give the information where anyone can purchase that single online at any of the music outlets. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm on YouTube at Cy Baldwin Presents. So that's YouTube. You search Cy Baldwin Presents. I'm also on Facebook, Cy Baldwin. And you can go to CyBaldwin.com and CDBaby.com, Cy Baldwin.
All right. And thank you for that information. We have a lot of callers waiting to speak. Area code 626, go right ahead and speak, please.
Hi, my name is Saran Ward. I'm here in support of Cy Baldwin.
Hey, Saran.
I'm actually his neighbor. Hi.
That's right. She's my homegirl, my friend. Okay.
Yeah.
And she's the lady that I was telling you about the beach, and we have two young girls, and we want to take them out there because it you know the weather is so nice.
All
right.
Right. I love the song. This is my first time hearing his music.
Okay, so I
know he did a little something, but you know, I really like it. That's a nice, relaxing jazz tune.
Thank you, Sarah.
Very talented. Yes,
I wanted to surprise you with that.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thanks,
you're welcome. Representing Nina 626.
That's right. All day.
All right.
All day and all night.
That's right.
You have a blessed
Happy 420.
All right.
Get that T-shirt to you, Saran. Okay?
Okay.
All
okay.
Right.
Have a great day, you guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Next caller, area code 404. Go ahead and state your name, please.
Hello. This is De Niro.
How you doing, D? How you
calling out of Los Angeles? I'm from Atlanta. Just tuning in, listening.
Okay.
Really enjoying the vibe. Cy B is an excellent artist. Jazz, and I'm loving it. I'm jazz. That's what our parents was into and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And
you
got to take it back. You know, take it back to the roots, man. Keep it going.
Yeah, I'm trying to do my best to get you in there. Brenda, you asked me about family members. He's one of my younger cousins. This is Jermaine Gibson.
Right.
And he's the rapper that I was telling you about.
Okay. All right.
That'll be me.
All right. Thank you.
This is what we do. It's in our blood. Our family.
Yeah.
We musicians and entertainers. And broadcasting, you know, this is natural for us. Cy been doing his thing, and I've been learning from Cy and all my older cousins. You know, we getting this publishing and starting our own businesses and growing, man. And so now me and Cy is clicked up, and we working together as far as this business with these T-shirts. You know what I'm saying? In the spirit of Nipsey Hussle, we gonna keep it going. You know,
That's my younger cousin. Oh my goodness, this guy works and works. I don't think he don't stop working. And I think that's very good, very good. Yeah,
yes,
we got another cousin out there. He's rapping right now. His name is, he goes by the rap name of Lord G. And he's out there right now doing some more projects. So we'll be running across him on our path very soon. And Vincent Bill.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks,
all right. Be blessed, bro.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We have another caller that is waiting. Area code 626. State your name, please. Area code 626. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Shalinda.
Hello.
Hey.
My
friend, Shalinda. So proud of you. Happy to see you doing your thing.
Yes. This is my friend right here for life. Celinda.
Yes, he's such a good guy. Oh, my God, wonderful mentor, great entertainer. Just so proud of him.
And right. I wouldn't be able to do it without my friend Celinda, believe me. We talk all the time. And we just keep it pushing, and I love talking to this lady. She keeps me going, and she keeps me going. Thank you. You make me feel so special. Yeah, and my daughter too. She keeps us both going.
All right, now you need
well,
people
thank
like
you.
This.
And all I'm doing is returning the favor. He's been just as wonderful to me in helping me raise my three children.
All right,
just a wonderful friend, great mentor.
She has three kids, great guy. And she's raised them, and they've all graduated, and they're all just moving along and growing in life, and they're the best kids I've ever seen in my entire life.
Thank you for calling in. If it wasn't for you helping me,
I don't know what I would have did. Thank you so much. You and a lot of other people,
so
but
much.
Especially you, because you are a wonderful, positive role model, especially a black male.
Well,
right.
I'm going to have to put you dinner for that. So you just hold on. And
no, you
right
don't owe me nothing. You know you listen. We locked in for life.
Okay. You tell Tariq I said hi, please.
Okay. All right. I certainly will. Man. Love you, man.
Thank you. Love you, too.
All right, here we go. As we continue with the show, what is the ultimate desire, Sai, of which you wish all your fans and followers to get out of your music, especially the newest single, Share My Love?
Exactly that. Just like you heard my good friend, Celinda, and Tony, we're out here as, you know, African-Americans, black people, indigenous, however you want to call it, and we know what we should be doing for each other and with each other. And it's not like we're not prejudiced. You know, we help out, you know, we deal with many different nationalities of people. But, like, going back to what Tony said, it's just about, basically, it's helping people and just leaving those lines of communication open. And that's where that positivity, the inspiration, and all of that is what I'm putting into this sound of mine, which is grace to me and blessed to me by God. So that's what it's all about. It's just working with people, sharing the love, and moving it all around. And as you can see and you can hear from the callers, it's working. It's working because this society is not necessarily for us. They give us this illusion of inclusion, but we're here to shine and to let people, and especially these little kids that don't know too much about black people, what they've been shown about us is not the truth and it's not reality. The truth is we share the love.
Right. And thank you for that. Thank you for that information. So I would like to ask you, is there any future music projects to come you want to mention?
Yeah, the plan is when I started this campaign just maybe under a month ago, or a month and a half, 2 months ago, the plan is to roll out the singles, and I just want to concentrate on that, is to roll out the singles. What I found out that I could do is I can do not only can I do the R&B, I can do the smooth jazz, I can do pop, I can do so many different genres of music, but the one or two different that I would like to do is what the youngsters, and I'm so proud of the younger musicians out there, because they, especially the African-American young boys and girls, they came up with a new sound, and they made it work. And they made it work so much that it's the number one selling genre of music around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my hat goes off to them. You know, you're creating something that's bigger than any genre of music that's ever been out there. You got youngsters out there, teenagers, they're millionaires, and they know how to handle money. They know how to handle money. They're not complaining about money, and they sure don't mind throwing it around. So obviously they know what they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
So I like the trap sound. I like the trap sound.
Okay.
And what I love above all of that is that Southern soul. And I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yes.
Once I get my hooks in that, ball game is gonna be over. I'm a Kobe Bryant.
All right. Okay. I'm quite sure there's some other artists that is listening in. And I see that you are putting out, you're looking to collaborate with other songwriters and producers. And yes, I would like to ask you about your children's books.
Oh, okay.
Will you be creating any more children's books in the future?
Yes, I have a series of books, and the books were always, I didn't have them pre-written. They were just always etched in my brain, meaning through the experience of work that I have dealing with and working with people with developmental disabilities.
Okay.
I am a Special Olympics coach as well. So I just, throughout the years, I'm going to write this book about, it's this anti-bullying book. That's Paka Panda. And people can go to Cybaldwin.com. They can go to Cybaldwin.com and view that. And then I have another book that's in Spanish, English, and sign language, and it counts from 1 to 12, Spanish, English, and sign language. And my next book to come out of that is I'm going to do a book in Swahili, which is A through Z. And it's from kids who are from the ages of 1 through maybe 7 years old, so they can enjoy it. And there's a book on autism that I have. There's another book called Sweet Baby Jesus, and it's a modern day Jesus book. And it's just fun to have. So I'm rolling those out. Those are coming in year by year, other than just as quick or as fast as the songs will be coming.
All right. Well, thank you for that information as well. As we come into an end of our showcase, it's been a lot of fun. I will be playing Share My Love again at the end of the show. Any encouraging words of wisdom you would like to give, Cy Baldwin, to persons that are dealing with the dark times today?
Well, even though a lot of us are coming out of this being shut in, it's always important to reach out to people. That's just on an everyday basis. For the artists, it's basically hooking up with other artists who can give you great advice, life-limiting advice, and music advice, because working with other artists opens doors for your features, for your on-stage performances, for your distribution. Everybody is going to have a golden nugget of information for you to, latch on to. And Tony's one of those guys. Like you said, he's at info@tonysaunders.com. He's basically a pastor on the base.
Okay.
And, he's going to give you a great show. And he's one of my staple producers that works with me. And, we have projects lined up. As soon as we get the all clear, which is coming about, it's just basically like working with each other. I will be working with Tony much more in the future.
Okay.
And then we can get out there and we can, in so many ways, we can preach to the musicians how to stay encouraged and working with each other, being positive. And for the most part of it, that's what the artists do. Artists are out here constantly helping each other out. I mean, once you're with an artist during the day, I mean, buying somebody a lunch, helping them out with their t-shirts, their flyers, booking them at a show that you know you can get them on. That's where it's at. That's where it's at.
Yeah. Do you think because of the pandemic brought people closer together and helping out each other, especially for artists in the music industry that's involved?
Do I think the pandemic has
something to do with bringing people together and helping out each other? Because it was very hard for a lot of artists because they make their money when they do performances and stuff like that in venues and concerts. So when the pandemic arrived, everybody was stuck. So you think this because of this pandemic, it brought a lot of musicians close together and helping out each other?
Yeah, it definitely did that. And it wasn't long before artists start doing the concerts online.
Yeah.
And many of them found ways to monetize that because some of these concerts you had to pay into to view.
Yeah.
And people didn't mind doing that because they knew that it supported the artist, because that artist has to live just like everybody else. And that's, you know, paying bills and paying that overhead to keep your head warm at night.
Yeah. Well, we're coming to the end of our show. Cy Baldwin, everyone, follow him up online and check out his website. Cy, you are a blessing. You're more than welcome to come back on my platform with any of your new music projects. Any projects you have, you're more than welcome to come back. And I will sign out of the show with your single, Share My Love. Stay tuned for some other information and details with other upcoming artists on my platform. You have a blessed evening, a blessed day, Cy Baldwin, and thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
Have a good day.
You're the only one for me. I wanna share my love, share my love. Cause I'm so addicted to your touch, I just can't get enough. I wanna share my love, I wanna share my love with you.
That is Share My Love by Cy Baldwin. And as I continue to end my show with another single by David McLaurin, he will be my next upcoming guest this week. This single here is called Lit. Hopefully y'all be able to tune in with my showcase with David McLaurin, which will be this week on April the 22nd, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Check your time zones. I want to thank everyone for supporting my broadcast and tune in for my other showcases. Have a thankful day, everyone. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out of Let's Jazz It Up. Good night, everyone.